A Menominee woman who worked for a grocery store for 26 years was fired one day. She says before her firing, the boss made some disparaging comments about her husband. That's because her husband was a police officer who helped arrest the boss's wife for drunk driving. But the Wisconsin Supreme Court says it doesn't matter. Even assuming that the boss did fire the woman is an act of retaliation for her police officer husband doing his job. The woman and her boss never signed a contract, and in Wisconsin that means you can be fired for just about any reason. The only exception is basically that you can't fire someone for refusing to break the law. The store owner's lawyer, Phil Steen, says if that exception were expanded to include people whose spouses are police officers, it would make it too easy for suits like this to get into court.
If the logical basis for expanding the exception fits in this case, then it has to fit in cases involving not only police officers, but prosecutors, judges, DNR wardens, IRS agents, etc., and in circumstances involving not only spouses, but children, siblings, parents, etc.
But the woman's lawyer, Matt Biegert, says the ruling lets employers retaliate against the law.
And in Madison or in Milwaukee, that may not be a huge problem, but if small towns in Wisconsin, if you have somebody in the community who is powerful, they may be able to influence things by inflicting retaliation on the spouse of a law enforcement officer.
The court's three liberal justices agreed with Biegert, but the four conservatives carried the day. They refused to make it a crime for an employer to fire someone in retaliation for the actions of the employee's police officer spouse. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.